Avos, Perek Vav, Mishneh Gimel. Continue our learning up what a Talmud Chacham looks like, what Kavod HaTorah looks like, what the Yachas to Limud HaTorah looks like. Halaymin Mechaveroi, Perek Echor, Halocha Achas. Somebody learns from another individual. Perek Echor, not a large amount. Halocha Achas, Posuk Echor, Dibur Echor, Afilo Ois Achas. Well, this pirut in Chazal needs a little bit iun. What's the significance of each one of these? So, b'derchal, this type of thing, one could say loizu afsu. Not only a perek, but even only a halacha, one mishnah. Perek l'chayim means a perek mishnah. Halacha means one mishnah. Oy posuk echod. Why would we think that a posuk would be less than a halacha achas? Because it's not a davar sholem. A posuk is not a whole inyan. A halacha achas, one mishnah, is an idea for itself. So it's a whole thing. He taught him a chelik in Torah, so he's a Rebbe of his. Pasuk echod, even one pasuk, which is only a chelik of an inyan. So what's dibur echod? Dibur echod seems to be from the mevarshim al derech al dover echod. Maybe it means one svara. Look at the way Rashi brings barichus from the Gemara. What the Mishnah is going to bring, that David was noig this way with achitofu. So Dibur Echad Vaises is one Svara, one Anhoga, not a Dovah Sholem. I feel Oisachas. Sometimes an Oisachas is significant. It could change the meaning of a word, the meaning of a phrase. Tzorech Linug Boy Kovoid. He has a din of being Noig Kovoid of somebody taught him Torah. The Makar of Chazal over here is Shekem Atzinu B'David Melech Yisrael Sholeh Lomad Me'achi Toifu. The reason why it says David Melech Yisrael is David who's the Bechir Hashem. And he learned from Achitofel, who was cut off. Lamaisa Mishnah Sanhedrin says, he's from Klal Yisrael's people that are mentioned, Lero. And David HaMelech learned from him, Elashnei Dvar Bovad. He was a Rosha. David HaMelech learned from him two halachos. Kiroi Rabboi Alufoi Umyudoi. Gives him a triple Loshan. It's the Loshan of the Pasuk. Vata Enesh Keerki Alufi Umyudoi. He's talking about Achitofel over there. He's talking about Achitofel Lero, for Shlecht. And still he calls him Rabboi Alufim Yudoi. A Rebbe is one who teaches, and Aluf is like Miloshin, a chief, a head, a master. Like we have in Parshas Vayishlach, Mi Yudos Miloshin Deo. It wasn't his Rebbe, it was only he taught him these two halachas. Valoi Dvorm Kalvachayimu. Ma David HaMelech Yisrael Shalom Yachitev Elo Shnei Dvam Bovad Kuroi Rabbi Aluf Myudoi Haloimin Mechaveri Perek Echore Halocha Achas Veposuk Echore Dibur Echore Afilo Ois Achas Al Achas Kama Vekama Shetzorach Linug Boi Kovoid. The Mishnah speaks this all out by Richus. What is Linug Boi Kovoid? In Kovoid Elo Torah. What are we talking about? We're talking about Kovod HaTorah. Shenema Kovod Chachom Yincholu Utmimim yinchalu toiv. Nice remez, by the way, is that Kol HaTorah Kulo is about Kovod HaTorah, is that the first and the last letters of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Bereishis bar lekim le'ene kol yisol. The Beis and Lamed is Lev, 32, Rachmana Liba Boy. The Torah is looking for the Lev of a person. Kovod is Begamatria 32. Utmimim yinchalu toiv, and those that are tomim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu are neichel toiv. Ein toiv Ala Torah, Shenema ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. Pasuk says by davening, they put back the Sefer Torah. The Rebbein Shalom has given us a good mekach. Torosi al tazoivu, do not abandon my Torah. So you see over here that we're talking about toiv, kovoid, and all this is in the context of somebody who taught, somebody who was unworthy, that taught the greatest of all people to halachas, and he's memorialized as Rabbi Alufim Yudoi. It's a measure of what Kovod HaTorah is supposed to look like. Mishnah Dal, Kachi Darko Shel Torah. There's another Braisa. And Pashas, the Mishnah saying, L'chadchilo. This is the way Torah is supposed to look. Olam Hazeh and acquiring Torah, for real, are in inverse proportion. The more Olam Hazeh, the less Kinyan HaTorah. The Tzura of Darko Shel Torah, of Kinyan HaTorah Ho'amiti, is Pas B'melech Toichal, eating minimal. The example that Chazal give is minimal shabbat minimal passes some bread dipped in melach, the bare minimum, umayim bamasura, a little bit water, valaoritz tishan, literally, without a blanket, without a cover. This is the way Yeshiva Bachum slept 100 years ago. Obviously, we can't be mechayiv ourselves these madregas today. It's impossible, but That's for sure. The Kinyan HaTorah is proportionate to the amount that this Mishnah is Niskayim. There is a Chayetzar Tichya. The sum total of all this is Chayetzar Tichya. It's supposed to feel like a person's giving up and giving away Olam Hazeh. It's not supposed to feel like it's missing. We'll see in a second. But it does feel like it's being given up. And that is possible today. Kol Echad Lufi Dargoy Lufi Ramosoy. It's always shaykh to be mamayit in Olam Hazeh. Go to Lakewood, there's thousands of families that are living on less, and they're being kind of Kinyan HaTorah. Go to Yerushalayim, go to Bnei Brak, Kiryat Sefer, you'll see what it looks like, families of Chayetzar Tichya. However, it's Chayetzar Tichya just means that there is lack, there is privation, but not that emotionally it's missing. Look what the Mishnah says. U'batoyro ato omel. And Amelus Batoira has precedence over everything else in Olam Hazeh. Im ata oisa kein, if a person throws himself into this, if his family dedicates itself to this cause, ashrecho v'toiv loch, not just that he's sacrificing Olam Hazeh, and his Olam Hazeh is miserable, but it's for the sake of Olam Habo. Ashrecho b'Olam Hazeh v'toiv loch l'Olam Habo. His Olam Hazeh is a wonderful experience. There is nobody happier and nobody feels more fulfilled in this world than those that are being Mois Nefesh V'Torah. Those that are giving up Olam Hazeh for Olam Habo feel a sense of satisfaction, sense of happiness. Person's Mistapik B'Mu'ud, the Chayetzar Tichya is that he knows he's giving up, but L'maisa, it's not a life of Tzar emotionally. Ashrecha V'Toiv Loch, Ashrecha B'Olam Hazeh V'Toiv Loch Olam Habo. Al Tavakesh, the Mishnah says, Gedula La'atzmacha. Before we were talking about physical lack, Chayetzar Tichya. Now we're talking about COVID recognition. Person makes money, person's in a position of power, he's accomplishing for the Tzibur. So he has a certain maimed. If a person is just a plain, there's no such thing as a plain Omo Batari, but he's just a plain Omo Batari, just sitting on a bench, sitting in a harvet and learning. Al Tavakesh, Gedula La'atzmacha. Don't look for a position to be boiled. Val Tachmed Kovei, don't feel the need that the Torah that one learns should give one recognition, should give him a maimed in Matzibur. Yoisim milimutcho. I say, more than one learns, one should be mad if one should give precedence to being mekayim what one learns. We've had Mishnayos like this before of Yiroscho koidim lechochmoscho. Val tisavel l'shulchonim shel melachim. One should not have a taiva for those that are sitting be'ini atzibur, person, a younger man is sitting and he's harving and learning. Should feel a sense of satisfaction in his learning, in his accomplishments in learning, without the need of recognition of being out there. The pictures are taken of them, the positions of being at the center of the tzibur's attention takes away from a person's kinyan hatayra. And a person is always looking over their shoulder, it's impossible to make that Kinyan HaTorah. V'kisrucha godol mikisram. Ultimately, your keser, the true Amal Batayr in this world, is greater than those that have fame and other types of covet. Nemon hu bal malachtecho shishal mecho schar pulasecho. And the truth of the matter is that Roiv Ruber the Pa'omim, the true Amal Batayra, at the end, his Amelus Batayra will grant him the ability also to give to the Tzibur. Rav Shach was an unknown Bacher. He just sat in a corner and he learned quietly. B'mesiris Nefesh for years and years and years and years. He married Rav Issa Zalman's niece, and Rav Issa Zalman told his niece, "It's coming outside, there's going to come a time when a 10-room apartment won't be enough for all the covet that your husband is going to get." Shach was for many years till he was 75. Didn't know from COVID. It was a non-issue. It was a non-issue to be at the forefront of the tzibur. I wouldn't say 75, but for sure till 70, he had almost no shaykhis within yonei atzibur. And then he was at the point, like we mentioned a few mishnayos ago, of koychik v'rosim malolim. How has it happened? Because basoif. Nemen bal malach lecho yishalm lecho skapu losecho. Klal Yisrael does recognize the true gedolim are the amelim b'Torah b'emes.